Okay, today's tip is going to be a short one, but hopefully it will be potentially very, very useful in the long run for you. And so I there's a guy that I like to subscribe to. I'm on his email list, and I get newsletters that he sends out. He talks a lot about writing, and one of his favorite tips is to take all the best resources that you have and make sure you read them at least 10 times. Preferably more. Some of them, I think he was saying he'd read like 30 times. And at first, like I'll admit, it's kind of like you read that and you think, yeah, 10 times, yeah, that's so cool. Like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be like this hardcore student. I'm going to read this 10 times. And then you think about what the implications of that are and you think, wait, oh, okay, I actually have to do this. Like, 10 times is a lot. And then you start. And I'll admit, I'm not near 10 on some of my favorite resources, but I'm working on it, okay? And I can tell already it's a helpful thing to do, because you read something once and you think you've picked up everything from it, and then you read it again, you realize, oh, okay, wow, was that really in there the first time? I didn't notice that. And especially with like big books, that sometimes I just like to sit down, and I know a lot of magicians don't do this, they'll buy a book and they'll just sort of dip in, dip out for different stuff, but I guess I'm just so used to reading that I kind of like when getting the book, even if there's routines in there that I wouldn't like do, I just like reading it from start to finish. And so often I'll just read it start to finish in as fast as I can, and then I'm like, well, that was great, let's move on to the next one. But really, I think it is important to isolate the, let's say, the top 10 resources you have. They don't all have to be books. Some of them might be lectures or audio training, or who knows, maybe it was even one of my little audio tips. Maybe it's this audio tip. Maybe this is the one that you have to listen to 10 times. Although that should be easier, because this is going to be a short one. But you just, you put together the list of those top 10 resources, and you just absolutely don't let yourself get away with not doing this. You have to hold yourself accountable. Make sure you go for each of them 10 times, and properly read them as you do them, okay? And like make notes, and don't cut yourself any slack, okay? You just have to do this. You just have to sort of grit your teeth and do it. Top 10 resources, go through them at least 10 times each. And this little 2 or 3 minute audio tip might end up being a huge, huge, if you think about all the extra stuff you're going to learn doing these, all these resources that maybe you've only read once, another 9 times, all the stuff you pick up in, let's say you've got 10 books, you're going to do another 90, you got another sort of 90 read-throughs to go, all the sort of information you pick up from them could stem just from this one little tip that you heard in 3 minutes. And so that's why I'm thinking this might be a short one, but I'm thinking it'd be a mighty profitable one for you.